Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. That does not happen to be the right slide. I am Pastor Miller. Do you see that? Okay. Just wanted to make sure your vision was okay today. The theme of our message today on this first Sunday of Lent is really the words of the gospel, the last words of our text, where Satan, he leaves Jesus amidst these major temptations for an opportune time. In other words, he's going to be back again. And not only again, but again and again and again and again. Jesus carries all of those temptations, not succumbing to them, but carrying them for you and me. And you know where he's headed. That's what this Lenten season is all about, right? He's headed to the cross. And then and there, on that cross, to carry the weight of the sin of the whole world upon himself. Would you say that would be a heavy burden? I mean, think of our own sin that burdens us down. You know, we are almost leveled by it in terms of its power, its deception, and its appeal to our human nature. You know, there's a hymn. We didn't sing it this morning, but it's in our hymnal. Let me share a verse with you. You know the hymn. Rise, my soul, to watch and pray. From your sleep awaken. Be not by the evil day unaware or overtaken. For the foe, well we know, is a harvest reaping, while the saints are sleeping. Wow. Powerful hymn, but a good reminder. We can fall asleep. Oh, by the way, an opportune time. Thank you for being here this morning. Why do I say that? Because of daylight savings time. Only one time in my ministry did I not set my clock. And of course it was on a Sunday. I was out of breath by the time I was ready to preach. Opportune times. You know, God knows us better than we know ourselves, but there's another one, an evil one, Satan himself, that fallen angel, who tried to wrestle away and take away the kingdom of God and God's plan of salvation, that works ever so hard and overtime on Christians. You see, he doesn't have to work a great deal on those who do not believe or accept Jesus because they're already lost. He has them in his hand. He's fighting against you. He's fighting against your faith. He's fighting against the promises of God and really wanting to wrestle them away from you. So isn't it interesting in this gospel this morning, this just after Jesus is baptized, think of what he heard. He heard the words of his Father, I am well pleased with you. And what is the next event recorded in Scripture? He goes out into the wilderness. And he fasts for 40 days. Have you ever tried to fast for a month? You've tried to go without really, you know, substantial food for a month. It's very difficult, very hungry. You can't think of much else but yourself. It's a struggle. It's painful. It's devastating. Your mind, your heart, your body. You find yourself in a very low state of affairs, obviously, and that's what Jesus found himself. Because remember, Jesus is both God and man. You know, he's just not God alone. He's a lawyer. But he's man. He took your place, my place, for everybody in the whole world that has ever been born or will be till the end of time. He steps in for us. And in our place, right? In our place, suffers and dies to carry the sin of the whole world upon himself. Pays the price. God says very clearly in his word, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Well, hey, we're sinners. We have this dual nature, don't we? We're both sinner and saint. In other words, we're in this world, but by God's grace, we're not of it. By God's grace, we're under the control and the compelling power of God's Holy Spirit. The epistle Paul said this morning, what he says, if in your heart, in your heart, you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, that's what sustains you. It's not your good efforts. It's not how perfect you are. It's not how you satisfy all the demands of God. Because if that was the case, none of us here. Why are we here? Why are we? We're lost. But you see, God had a plan. And the purpose of that plan was that he was going to take care of us and take our place and do for us what we could not do for ourselves. Whenever you hear that word from God, I'm taking care of you because you cannot take care of yourself. I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to save you. Well, that was God's plan, and it still is his plan. And God's plan always works. God knows those who will be saved. I mean, that's already the case. We only know for ourselves. I can't look into your heart and see your faith. But God can. We look into each other's hearts and we pray and we witness, right? And we do all we can do to bring Christ into the lives of people because we know that he's the way, the truth, and the life. Well, Satan doesn't give up easy, and of course he wasn't going to give up on Jesus, and that's the gospel for today. You know, at an opportune time, well, be ready, because Satan comes at us at opportune times, right? He does. Well, let's look just briefly at these three temptations of Jesus. And of course, we have to remember, these were not the only three temptations that Jesus encountered. But they're recorded in Holy Scripture because they have really, they have a far-reaching meaning as we look at our own lives. What's the first temptation? The first temptation was an opportune time. As we said, Jesus was fasting and he was in the desert and he was struggling, obviously. And of course, Satan knows our needs as well as God, right? I mean, Satan, he's powerful. And so he comes to Jesus and he said, you know what? You don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. Why? You're so powerful. Just turn these stones into bread. Who doesn't like fresh baked bread? Boy, I love it. I'm very susceptible to bakery goods. Okay. Okay. But who doesn't want to be fed? Who doesn't want to be, you know, feeling better about things generally? Really, what Satan was saying was, Jesus, use your power to save yourself, because obviously it's all about you. I mean, this walk that you're in, this walk of life that you've taken upon for yourself, this is not an easy way. You need an easier way. You need to take care of yourself. And just listen to me, Satan. Listen to me. In other words, you really don't need to do this suffering and death thing either. I mean, after all, you have the power. You don't need to go this way of the cross. Take care of yourself. Turn these stones into bread. And of course, you know Jesus' response to Satan, right? What was his response? Man does not live by bread alone, but how? In Matthew's gospel, by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Wow. Number one, we don't live and exist on the basis of earthly things, but on God's word and promises. Wow. Isn't that a revelation? I think Jesus said something about that further along, didn't he? Don't worry, right? About what you have or don't have. I'll take care of that for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all those things that you think you need, well, they'll be added. God says it again and again, but we lose focus, don't we? He says, I'll take care of you. Trust me. Trust me. Can you imagine Jesus struggling with those physical, earthly pains and struggles in the desert, in the wilderness, 40 days? And man, I'm not so sure I'd be even breathing anything in. How often does Satan say to you, at an opportune time, take care of yourself? Have you ever heard this expression? You deserve it. Have you ever said that to yourself? Well, I'm not sure about this purchase, or I'm not sure about this or that, but you know what? You deserve it. And then a friend comes along and says, you know what? You deserve it. Huh, I don't know. I don't deserve anything. But you see, things get in the way of God. Things get in the way of his word. Things get in the way of trusting and holding to his promises. And then what about the second temptation? Oh boy. The devil basically says, I'm going to give you anything your heart desires. And by the way, I have the authority to do that. That's what Satan says to Jesus. Do you believe it? I have the authority to give you anything you want. Well, of course, Satan is what? The Bible tells us what? The father of lies in John chapter 8. Jesus says Satan's father of lies. Satan's going to lie to you. Temptations are going to seem to be, wow, fantastic and great. We don't have time this morning to enumerate all of our temptations. I thought about that. I thought, you know what? Maybe I should pass out a sheet of paper, and we could start on this side, and everybody could write, these are my temptations for yesterday. I think our list would be quite long. I was tempted to do this. I was tempted to say this. I lost focus of God's promise. I wanted to satisfy my own pleasures. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I I, right? The devil is so cunning. Look at the Garden of Eden, huh? What an example. Adam and Eve had everything. God says, I'm giving you everything. They had everything. They weren't God. They were his creation. But they were made in his image. They had everything. Not a thing they lacked. Creation was theirs. No pain, no sorrow, no suffering, anything. It's everything. And then Satan comes to them. God allowed it, certainly. Creation was tested. Are we tested? Are we tested in our lives? Sure we are. Do we like it? I don't want to be tested. I don't want to wake up in the morning and be tested by Satan. But he wiggles his way in at an opportune time. So Adam and Eve were confronted. Did God really say this, that you shouldn't eat of the tree in the midst of the garden? Did God really say that? You know, he said that because, you know, if you did it, you'd be like him. You wouldn't need God anymore. Sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? We're gods unto ourselves. We don't need God. Well, you know the result. What Satan was saying to Jesus was, you don't need your father. You don't need this plan of salvation to go. You don't need to go through this. I'll give you everything. And you can have everything. However, you must worship me. You must honor me and respect me. But you can have anything you want. Jim, you can have anything you want. Why am I talking to you like this? Boy, and Jim's going, ah. Talking to myself too. That's what Satan does, doesn't he? He just says you can have anything you want. But you just gotta hook up with me. So many people in the world today have given up on God and have hooked up with Satan. Well, I'm not a Satan worshiper. Well, deep down inside, if we turn our backs on God and his love and his mercy and his grace, well, that's who we are. And then, finally, third temptation. What Satan is really saying to Jesus is, if you are the Son of God, prove it. In other words, tempting the Lord God and his plan. You prove it. You show me. Because Satan is really saying, my way is the best way. And Jesus, of course, says the Son of God knows that God's way is always best. And Jesus responds to Satan again, the words of God, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Live under his plan and his will. Live under the cross. In the forgiveness that's for us. Jesus went the way of the cross for us. And God's call to us is live under that cross. Be covered in the holy, precious blood of my Son. Because in that you will be saved. Well, Jesus was tempted. The Bible tells us in every way that we are. Doesn't that blow your mind? Every way that we are, Jesus was tempted, yet, as God says in his word, yet he did not sin. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. He took our place. And so this Lenten season, as we journey to the cross of Christ, we journey with our conquering, victorious Savior. And when Satan tempts us, and we are led astray, and we are led away, God, in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, is always there to cover us and to make us new again. Lord, I cannot be anything, but you make me everything. We confess, we repent, and under the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus leads us on till our rest is won. So beware of these opportune times. They always come. Get thee behind me, Satan. Jesus, lead me on. Amen? Amen. Amen. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. This morning we have an opportunity to confess our Christian faith together today in our Savior who has conquered sin, death, and the power of the devil for each of us. Let us stand and join as we confess our sins.